let's see what a transmittal looks like. From the Patient Account screen, click on the Account Update hyperlink in the left menu. Click Transmit from the choices of updates. In the Account Transmittal box, select a code. This will be determined by the payer. For this demonstration, we are transmitting a Medicaid account. Select the payer code at this time. There is a drop-down menu. Please choose the appropriate payer. Check the box to designate if this is a managed care plan payer, and submit this information. The details regarding the payer and the plan will be entered. Enter the effective date of coverage. The add date applies to Texas Medicaid only. Enter the patient's Medicaid ID number. Enter the share of cost or spend down dollar amount, if applicable. Information included on the patient account screen will populate like the discharge date and balance. If there is no balance, enter the final billed amount. If the hospital has already received payment on this account, enter the date and amount and designate if any other payments are expected. Enter the contact type, if applicable. Enter the billing name. This is the same name and spelling as listed on the verification of coverage. In the special instruction box, place the name of the managed care plan, the Medicaid plan code designating the type of coverage, or any other pertinent information per your facility's protocol. Notice the insurance company designation has been grayed out. This is a Medicaid transmittal, so these fields do not apply unless the managed care box was checked earlier. Enter the progress notes. The progress notes will include all of the information listed in the previous fields. When an account is transmitted, the user does not have to enter a suspense date. eTrust will automatically set the suspense date following submission to allow the facility time to bill payers. Perform a spell check and submit the information. Review for accuracy and submit when finished. You will see a new area on the patient account page, which will designate the date the hospital was paid, the amount, and the expected HCFS return. The patient's RN number, the Medicaid ID number, is also listed on the demographic area. The View TMTL to Bill link is available now. Click on the hyperlink to see the transmittal form. This form opens a new window. This form may be printed to be included in the patient's file. Click on the Account Detail tab to return to the patient account screen. Scroll down the page to see the comments and progress notes for this account. The comment is automatically populated.